So you were in charge of the casing.
Yes.
So what kind of things? How would you go about casing the various components of the Harriers?
Well, a lot of those people in that photograph were casemakers, were carpenters, and we make huge wooden boxes. Those pictures, that picture there, those boxes are about 18 feet long and about 3.5 feet square. So in there is a drop tank.
Could you explain what the drop tanks were and what they were used for?
It carried 230 gallons of fuel. And those ones there were off the Hawker Hunter. You put one under each wing, which gave the aircraft much greater range. It's like a car. So you've got 10 gallons, you do 10 miles, 100 miles. But you stick a couple of these on, it doubles your range. And what you could do, you didn't do it in peacetime, but what you could do, once they were empty, you could drop them. What they'd try and do is if they had a base nearby, they'd drop them in the sea, and they'd send a tender out to pick them up.
Given that you were part of a team that was making them, did you ever see them be tested?
No. I tell you what did happen. When this would be for your older listeners. When they had the Torrey Canyon, they were dropping these on the Torrey Canyon, full of fuel, then they dropped napalm on top to burn it all off. The television studio is at Teddington, and they wanted pictures of one. Could they borrow one? Yes. And they turned up in a Dormobile. Well, them things are 18 feet long and about 2 foot diameter. So you couldn't get it in there or tie it on the top. So what we did, we picked one up on the crane and we had a person standing each end and they photographed it so they could get an idea of how big they were.
Okay, so after casing, where would you transport them to?
We wouldn't. They'd be taken away to wherever. Sometimes the RAF would come and collect them themselves. If it was export, it would either go to the docks or off to London Airport. The Harrier, which the American Harriers, all went to London Airport. They used to come every Friday lunchtime and pick them up because they had a plane would come in every Friday afternoon to take them to America. I'll tell you a funny story about that. McDonnell Douglas had a place, I can't think of it at the moment. Anyway, these crates are big. You can imagine an aeroplane with the main, no wings, just the fuselages in it. And off it, they used to go to this, not Dallas, anyway, it doesn't matter. They'd go to this place, it's in the middle of America somewhere. And one day there's a farmer in Texas standing by his gate and a lorry turns up. This is for you. Well, what is it? And it was Pan Am then. Somehow they got it all mixed up and took it to this farm in Texas. No. A whole Harrier. That's what... But they got bad in the end. McDonnell Douglas wouldn't deal with them. They dealt with, I think it's called Air Britannia. It's an English company. Their stewardesses all wear tartan. I think it's called Air Britannia or something like that. And they did all their air freighting.